Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right. I did not have time to craft the top five John Sterling home run calls of all time, but expect that at some point.
We're going to celebrate John all week. Yeah. Don't worry.
All right. I'm going to give you, because we ended Friday's show with predictions on what would happen, the five best wins of the weekend in New York.
All right.
I think I got them all right.
Here we go.
Number five.
Let's start with the Metsies yesterday. A 2-1 win on dock day after the rain delay with the Yankees on TVs in the bathrooms.
Yes, that was big because there's a big swing between losing 2 out of 3 after winning the opener on Friday and finding a way to win the series. It wasn't pretty. Harrison Bader infield single. Brandon Nimmo bases loaded walk. And all of us Met fans, let's say it together. We love Big Budo.
Big Budo. Mm.
We cannot lie.
By the way,
I didn't know. I love Big Budo and I cannot lie. Do you know where I got that from, by the way?
What? Is there a Mix-a-Lot?
Well, sort of. I got it from the scoreboard at Citi Field. Oh, they're the really? Ones that started it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sean, how do you feel that you are a game away from being dead wrong on the Mets?
Am I dead wrong yet?
No.
Ask me when I'm dead wrong.
Yeah, Sean said they would never see 500 again. They are 7-8.
They'll never see two games over 500. All right, here we go.
Number four.
It's got to be the Yankees on Saturday night with Cody Petit coming in, twirling a gem. And Soto with a photo goes yard. Also, Oswaldo continued to rake. And more importantly, Saturday night, despite what happened yesterday, secured another series win for the Yanks.
And you don't sweep doubleheaders. I've learned that from a very wise baseball savant that you don't sweep doubleheaders, and the Yankees are able to do that on Saturday.
Even though statistics tell you that's not true at all?
Well, Mike never told a lie, so
sorry. Oh, I thought you were referring to Al Dukes because he hammers that home.
Al Dukes says that?
That's very big on the warm-up show. Al says, I hate these doubleheaders because you never sweep.
Yeah, I think he's saying that probably to Mike.
He believes it. Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Done. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Is he believe it or is he just taking Mike's bit?
I think he's taking Mike's bit.
Anything's on the table. I never said that. All right, Knicks over the Bulls yesterday, securing a 50-win season. And much like Loogie said earlier, F it, bring on the Heater Sixers.
I would actually argue their win over my team on Friday was bigger.
I ignore it because they did battle back. We're kind of dead to water. The Bulls are at least a play-in team that was going all out yesterday.
Yeah, they were down in this game, too.
Yeah.
The Bulls game,
yep.
That is.
I mean, the Nets were up by 20 in that game.
But they also survived in overtime here.
You know what? Break the tie, Loogie. Better win. The Friday win against the Nets or the Sunday win against the Bulls. I respect your answer no matter what you say.
Anytime we could punish and embarrass the Nets, that's the bigger win.
There you go.
But they don't care about the Nets, gentlemen. All right, here we go.
Number two.
It's Rangers-Islanders with a twist. A win for both teams. Right. Because the Islanders did get a point out of it, even though they lost. Putting themselves in a spot where they beat the Devils tonight and they're in. The Rangers needed a massive 2 points there. They win tonight. They lock up the division, the Eastern Conference, and the President's Trophy. An excellent game Saturday afternoon.
A result that you, Sean Morash, absolutely predicted and called perfectly.
Yeah, what can
best I say? Case scenario, because we beat you, but we still stay in line to play you.
Well, yeah. I mean, right now, they may not play us unless they get tripped up tonight. But we'll get into those scenarios in a little bit. Go ahead.
All right, last but not least.
Number one.
The best win of the weekend in New York. WFAN hiring Ryan Hurley as the PD. What a home run. That was my ass kiss of the day.
Oh, come
Thank
on.
You. That's Cinco de Fivo. Best win of the weekend. Got a great boss in
you
here.
You used the Cinco de Fivo to kiss his ass?
Well, I didn't have his number properly earlier today. What was I supposed to do?
I gave him a different Ryan. All right, thank you, Sean. We appreciate it. Yes, congratulations to him.
You missed on my daughter's cheer as well.
That was number.
Did they win too?
They won.
They
crushed
that.
Bomb squad from CJA.
Congratulations.
The highest score in the whole competition.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for
it was
you.
Amazing.
And let me just say this publicly, okay? Because it's very important. I say it again. Thank you to Tiki Barber, because Tiki Barber on a Friday night.
Oh, I forgot.
What did you think I was going to say?
I have no idea.
You didn't know why I was going to say thank you?
I was like, what are you talking about?